Myers Leonard had a big game against you guys. How do you counter him?
Yeah, he did, and we just got to contain him better. He had a double-double, and he really made a big impact on the game, offensively and defensively. So that would be a big key to getting a win against them, too, is being able to contain him a lot better.
How do you enter the tournament? And I mean, you guys talked about on Saturday after the game, you know, going in there wanting to take it all, but how do you balance that with taking it one game at a time?
Like you said, you got to take it one game at a time. You can't overlook an opponent. So right now we're just focused on Illinois and preparing for them. And then we'll take it step by step. That's all you can do. Really.
What were you thinking Sunday when you looked at your cell phone and saw Coach call? Are you a little nervous, or do you wonder what this is about, or do you expect it, or what?
Whenever you see your head coach calling you, it does send a little, you a little butterflies, like, makes you think about, kind of makes you just think about what you've done the past 24 hours. but I knew it had to be something important, because he left a nice little voice of he left a voicemail, so I knew when I was calling him back at least what I would be talking about. So
I just want to talk to you about.
Yeah, just wanted to pick your brain about a few things. So that's okay. Then I was like, I'm good.
You
yeah.
And then you told him that you're trying to be perfect, right?
Yeah, I was just trying to, against the 1-3-1, I was just trying to make any mistakes, you know, just trying to make the right passes and the right plays, and it kind of hurt us, you know, on that stretch where we were up 12-13 or whatever. And I had a few turnovers that just led to easy transition buckets. And they were mistakes that aren't known of mine, because they were not aggressive mistakes. Normally I make aggressive turnovers and mistakes, and any coaching team can kind of live with that, because at least you were trying to do something. But when you're being passive, and it really hurts the team, and it showed on Saturday.
Now, he says any good coach knows how his players can handle criticism. He says you're one guy he knows he can rip because you respond. You know where he's coming from. Was that an adjustment, or did you just pick up pretty quick that this is the way this guy coaches?
I mean, I've been yelled at by coaches. My high school coach, Coach Avery, yelled at me a lot, too, growing up my freshman and sophomore year, about being the same thing, just being more aggressive. And it was just something you got to adjust to. And, I mean, it's not that big a deal. It's not like he's hitting me or anything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the words of encouragement just in another style, you know? So, I mean, you really can't. You can't take it to the heart all the time. You just got to listen and grow from it.
What, Nebraska there, early in the second half, I think you were sitting there, you put a towel on your head, things weren't going well, he jumped you, but you responded. I mean, was that a moment of reflection maybe as you sit on the bench?
Yeah, I was able to sit there and just think about what I can do to help the team when I go back out there. I wasn't so much mad at him or the team or anything like that when I had the towel in my head. I was just thinking about what I can go out there and do to change the results that I was getting at the time, and that's what I did. I just changed them.
How many times has he told you that if you want to make money at this game, you got to play defense?
Usually after every game that he felt like I didn't play good enough defense, so it's been a few times this year. Yeah.
Does that resonate with you? Does that tell you, you know, I better do what he says?
Oh yeah, no. As soon as I came into the season, he already knew what I want to accomplish here at Iowa and everything. So he knows where I'm trying to go, and he's just trying to help me. So when he tells me stuff like that, I just listen and try to become and make that change. And it's not going to happen overnight. So I mean, he keeps saying getting reassurance just to make sure I try and change. But I mean, he knows it's not going to happen overnight, and I know that too. It's just a process, and it'll be a big thing I work on this offseason.
Now, you made a big jump this year, Dev, from last year. What do you have to do to make another jump next season?
You gotta work even harder than what you did the first time, you know, because now people are going to be expecting stuff from you, which is fine. But it's also what you expect of yourself. And I think that was the big key to this year, is what I expected from myself coming into this year. I didn't have a horrible freshman year, but it wasn't how I wanted it to go. So I made sure I made a change, and I came out and played even better this year. But even this year, I feel like I still can do more. And I mean, that's just the standard that you hold yourself to. Everybody had a different opinions on you, but at the end of the day, it's about you and your team.
How's the elbow coming around for you?
My elbow's fine. Just my fingers are still tingly, still a little tender. But I'm fine, though. So.
When you think back to last year, you guys went to the Big Ten tournament. You lost that first round in Michigan State. What did you take away from that experience, and what are you doing, I guess, in the days leading up to this time around that maybe are different from before?
It's very vague in my mind being in Indianapolis. It just happened so quick, you know. But I do remember that game a little bit. It was a really competitive game. I remember we had just blew them out. They blew us out for the season finale or for their thing. And then we had a juggernaut fight there for the third game. So I remember it being really competitive. And, I mean, every possession counts. And you could tell by the way the game was unfolding that both teams wanted it really badly. They just ended up getting the W.
But I guess, is there anything from that when you look ahead to this week that you feel, okay, maybe a routine, could I have done something different with the routine that could lead to a victory? Or is that something that you...
See, I don't remember what I don't really remember being there. I just remember the game itself. I don't remember how it transpired to get to the game, you know what I'm saying? So I really don't know what to tell you.
So is this one of those things then that when you get there Thursday, it's almost going to kind of feel like that first time again?
Or it might come back to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's real vague right now. I just don't remember what we did and how. I'm sure it's the same as any other pregame, other than you just can't have a shoot around. And that's fine. We've had a game or two this year where we didn't have a shoot around. We played perfectly fine, so it shouldn't throw us off or anything like that.